Welcome back to the Iron Beauty Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth. I have had my struggles. I was overweight, underweight. I lost my period for over 7 years, struggled with severe digestive issues, parasites, H. pylori, SIBO, and built my body to where it is today. So if you're looking for more information on everything in terms of gut health, hormones, fat loss, building muscle, if you find this episode helpful, I ask one thing of you. Either share it with a friend, drop a little comment below, or even just leave a review on Apple or Spotify. I truly just want to help as many people as possible, and this would mean the world to me. And in that 1 year, I gained 50 pounds. I had eczema, rosacea all over my face, no confidence. I would eat my feelings away, and from there, that ended up developing into an eating disorder. In today's video, I am sharing with you a recent podcast that I did, taking you guys through everything you need to know, your complete nutrition and training guide to heal your gut, restore your hormones, overcome mindset challenges, and transform your body. I am sharing with you so much valuable insight, everything on my story, how I helped over 900 women transform their body at all ages, and stay tuned to the end because I made two free guides just for you.
My guest today, Elizabeth Eller, overcame severe depression and eating disorder and various gut and hormonal health issues. Elizabeth spent 5 years dedicated to building her metabolism and gaining lean muscle. With an intake of up to 6,000 calories a day, she successfully transitioned into a slow cut, resulting in an impressive weight loss of over 50 pounds in just 9 months. Now, she uses her personal experience and expertise as a kinesiology graduate, conditioning and strength specialist, and holistic nutritionist to transform over 900 of her clients' bodies. So listen in to discover how Elizabeth can help you heal your hormonal chaos and restore your gut health so you too can unleash the body and life of your dreams. I don't know about you, but does that make you excited to meet her? So let's not delay any further. Elizabeth, welcome to the stage. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. And thank you for that great introduction. I'm so honored to be here.
You're welcome. You know, I wanted to make sure that we introduce you so people understand where you're coming from. But I also want to start, before we start our talk, I want to show them a picture of your before and after, you know, because I think a lot of the women that may see this live or on the replay need to understand that you're not just talking this or reading this from a book. You walk the walk. You have a before and you have an after. Tell us what started you on this journey.
So a short and simple, because I had many kind of starts to my journey, was when I was actually 13 years old, I was bumped into a girl at school and it triggered OCD. She had lice all the time and I wouldn't go back to school. I started counting everything. I got on antidepressants. I was homeschooled for a few years. And in that 1 year, I gained 50 pounds. I had eczema, rosacea all over my face, no confidence. I would eat my feelings away. And from there, that ended up developing into an eating disorder. So my journey really started, you know, very young, dealing with a lot of self-confidence issues. People called me fugly because I had the eczema all over my face. And I always just wanted to feel strong and beautiful and had that confidence that I always saw these women in magazines when magazines were a thing back then.
You know, I was excited to hear that you use a mind, body, and soul approach, and that people need to know it's your mind, your body, your soul that's going to make a difference in your journey to wellness. I know you take a holistic approach. What does that mean to you exactly?
So many people, and I work with a lot of women over 40, you know, when we hit 38, we go through that perimenopause time. And what used to work, it no longer works because we got stress going on. We got thyroid issues, hormone imbalances. So I see so many women, and I was in the same place, pushing for overdoing fasting, one meal a day, cutting our calories low. Then your metabolism slows down. You have chronic cravings, low energy, you feel bloated, and you're training and trying so hard and you're not seeing results. So with my clients, I focus on, you know, we work on the stress, the sleep, the gut, the hormones, and I get clients eating more food, building their metabolism, peri postmenopause hysterectomy, building muscle, losing fat, and, you know, over getting off of Xanax, depressants, and feeling their strongest, sexiest self. That's like my whole thing, stronger and sexier with age.
Well, you know, that's why I call you a woman, Elizabeth Eller, making history. And here's something just for you and everyone watching. Check this. Today, I wanted to surprise my guest with a special person that she is familiar with.
As business women, we all need a little help. Did you know coaches need coaches? And today, the coach on board, Elizabeth Ehler, is being joined by one of her clients. I'm happy to say I have with me Miss Sherry Osborne. She is also known as Mrs. Poops, and I'll let her tell you just a little bit about her business before she tells you exactly what Elizabeth is doing for her. Sherry?
Hello, I'm Mrs. Poop Problems, and Elizabeth, I brought her on due to the fact I have mold poisoning. I was bedridden for 7 years from mold poisoning, health issues massively. I've gone through a long journey of healing and doing my own things because until recently, I'd say within the last few years, did doctors and everybody start to realize the potential and the health hazards regarding mold poisoning. And so now that I've joined this community where we have amazing people that are just there to help. I met with Elizabeth, and the more I talked with her, she was able to utilize the correct terminology. Not just, oh, poor you, you're sick, but yada, 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 yada. And I mean, she would just spot on the vocab. And then I realized after I had talked with her at one of our events, this woman not only is incredibly fit that you almost are jealous, at the same time, she has the knowledge behind her fitness. And so when we had that communication time of checking to see if we would be a good fit, again, the dots were crossed, the I's were T, you know, the I's were dotted, the T's were crossed, screwed that one up. And the avenue of she checked all the boxes that I've been needing to finish my health journey. And so I've been working with her, I've been working with her for less than a couple of weeks. And that's a big deal. Usually people say, oh, it takes you quite a while till you're able to move forward. She, within a few weeks, has been able to help my system stop being so inflamed. And that in itself is within 2 weeks, 7 pounds. That's a big deal for me. When I can feel my fingers not hurting anymore because of so-called fibromyalgia, not saying it's not true. It's just a lot of mind's inflammation. So Elizabeth herself has incredible knowledge and also the, I could say, bedside manner that you just want to jump on board with her of, hey, let's go down this river together, because she's the one that's paddling this boat the hardest to make sure that I succeed in this journey.
So if you have a special message for someone that is on the fence about working with Elizabeth, what would you tell them to do?
Get off the stupid fence.
Great,
I'm serious.
Answer.
Don't hesitate, because when you hesitate and you start to try to figure it out, you're not going to understand. If you are at that point that you are going, I'm not able to succeed in my business because of not getting enough sleep, not eating well. And you know, here's a point that I really found out from Elizabeth. After the first 2 weeks, I realized I went, hey, my name is Sherry Osborne. I'm a chocoholic. Mm-hmm, I realized how much bad food I was eating due to the fact of being in my company, because it takes time to think about eating correctly. Yeah. And that was the last thing that I was even thinking about. I was like, okay, let me just grab whatever I can. Oh, I'm healthy. No, I was not regarding this last avenue. So get off that stupid fence.
Okay. Do you have a message for Elizabeth, since she's going to be watching this?
Elizabeth, thank you. I'm even my husband's jumped onto this one. He's been pretty much out of the picture regarding my health. He has seen the difference, that even to the extent of he literally will get on my, don't eat that, because then you go back. You're doing so well.
Yeah.
So thank you for holding my hand and keeping me accountable.
I love that this morning, and I wanted to share that with you and with the audience, because people come on, they listen to podcasts or they view them like they're going to be able to view this, and they hear from you. But what a difference it makes when you hear from someone you're actually working with to know that you actually are getting the results that you are saying that you're helping people receive. Sherry was so excited to do this for you today, and I hope that you enjoyed it as much as I did talking to her. I'm going to make sure you get that just for yourself. I want you at this time to talk about the mindset, because Sherry, when we were doing our behind the scenes talk, talked a lot about how you dealt with her mindset.
First off, thank you for that, because I literally just want to cry. I really just want to help people. So thank you for doing that. It all starts in our mind. We get to a place where we get stuck in this vicious cycle of we feel so inflamed. We feel like we're failing with our diet. And when you don't feel good, you don't want to do good. And we think we need to go to all of these extremes. And I've done them. I've done keto, carnivore, vegan, raw vegan, fruitarian. I just ate bananas for months. Like I did them. And the truth is we have to look at everyone's lifestyle and make small changes and see where every little struggle is. You know, are we struggling because we have no confidence and we have past trauma? So it's about looking at everyone's struggles and creating small little steps so that we could overcome the mindset, start believing in ourselves, start seeing results and seeing that we don't need to overdo pushing it with all of these crazy extremes to get there. And once you start feeling better, you want to do better. And then you realize you don't have to do these crazy things. And that's when you get the sustainability and the results. And that's the key.
I like that. And that brings us right into our next conversation. Once you get your mindset right, you got to get your gut health and your nutrition on point. And so many of us fail in that area. I know I did. I had never heard of SIBO, pylori, and just trying to lose fat. And I was so busy. My gut was so jacked up. Talk to us about that.
So I know gut health is kind of thrown out there and there's all these probiotics and greens and all these things out there. But the truth is everybody's body is different and it's not about just throwing a probiotic in. I had 15 types of parasites, H. pylori, SIBO, mast cell activation. I was down to 3 ingredients where I wouldn't break out with red, nose running everywhere. And I deal with clients with mold, all of that. But your gut is where you're absorbing and assimilating your nutrients. If you were born a C-section, you were bottle fed, you've been on a lot of antibiotics, we have a low immune system, we get a lot of yeast infections. All of these are showing that our gut is in a place where it is inflamed. And there's something called, I think of our gut like this, we got little villi, that's where we're absorbing and assimilating our nutrients. Right. And if we have damage to that gut, we're not going to be absorbing, assimilating our nutrients. So I like to focus on getting the inflammation down, healing that lining of the gut. I have people, you know, get rid of bloating, get our bowels moving, their hair, their skin, everything starts growing and feeling better because it's not what you eat. You could be eating a very healthy diet, but if you have all these underlying health issues, thyroid issues are a big one. I had a lot of thyroid issues. I deal with anemia. If you're not absorbing and assimilating your nutrients, moving your bowels, having daily complete bowel movements, that really does affect everything. Your gut is the size of a tennis court, by the way. Wow. So it's big.
And that's a part of it. And when we move past the gut, we move into the daily workout for beginners and more. You know, when it comes to working out, even though I did 20 years of the Marine Corps and I had to work out every day, I told myself when I got out of the Marine Corps, I'm never working out again. And I paid the price for that failure to move my body. Tell me how important it is in your program for women to move their body.
So since I work with a lot of women, especially 38 plus, we got to realize when we're hitting perimenopause during those, you know, 5-10 years, we are losing muscle as women at a rate of 40 to 50% faster. When we're pushing the cardio, we're doing a lot of Ozempic, we're cutting our calories low, and we're not getting enough protein and the right demand on our muscles, we're actually not going for longevity. We're losing more lean muscle mass. We're, you know, getting that stubborn belly fat. So it's not about doing, you know, training 7 days a week, doing tons of cardio. The more muscle, the less fat, the higher metabolism. So if beginners could even start getting like 3 full body workouts a week, it doesn't have to be nothing intense, you know, around that 8 to 12 rep range, pushing it to the last 2 to 3 reps are a little challenging with proper form. This is going to allow them to get enough demand on their muscles, enough volume without overdoing it to where they're so run down and so sore that they don't want to do the next workout. And that will allow them to build muscle, improve their metabolism, go for their longevity. And it doesn't even have to be extreme weightlifting. You know, if we're a beginner, if we start with bands and then we progressively get stronger with dumbbells, I plan all my clients' programs out to them. I build them out based on what we have, what our injuries are, so that they're able to get stronger and see those results without, you know, spending hours a day at the gym. We got to train smarter versus harder.
You know, I understand that. And I'm thinking there's some lady here right now that's listening to what you're saying. And she's saying, okay, that sounds really good, but I have injuries. I have herniated discs, or I have fibromyalgia, high blood pressure. What do you say to that woman?
So actually, I have a lot of clients with that. I have a client that has a hernia right now. I have clients that have, you know, their lumbar back. We have to work on, okay, what can we do? Not what we can't do. So, you know, we can start off on the floor with glute bridges, strengthening our deep TVA. It's not about loading the spine and having to get there. It's about looking at what injuries we have and seeing from like a physical therapy kind of perspective, what can we do to strengthen those imbalances so that we're able to get you more mobile and then to the place where we could start doing the more activity and doing it pain-free. And then also looking at our diet, because if we're eating a lot of processed foods, you know, maybe switching over, getting more salmon, flax seeds, chia seeds, things that are higher in omega-3s, that is going to do an amazing benefit in bringing down the inflammation in your body and getting you feeling better too.
Now, Elizabeth, we have trainers out the wazoo all over these internet streets and social media land. Why should a woman, when they're trying to invest their money in getting someone to help them get their wellness in check, why should they hire you?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been through it. You can go to anybody and they're just going to focus on calories in versus calories out. Because I went through it, I don't want anybody else. I had, you know, I was overweight, 180 pounds. I got down to 90 with a severe eating disorder. Then I had 15 types of parasites, the H. pylori, SIBO. I went postmenopausal in my 20s. I've had over 120 colonics. I've done the healing centers, done keto, carnivore, vegan, raw vegan, you name it. And because I went through that, I see so many women that are faced with, oh, there's 30,000 different diets out there. I'm so confused with what to do. It is my passion. And I don't just focus on the calories in and the calories out. I look at the stress, the hormones. I look at all the insufficiencies. It's more of a transformation program that my clients come to me with, because it's mind, it's body and soul. And if your mind is in the wrong place, or you have thyroid issues and gut issues, doing what a lot of people do, which is the calories in and the calories out and overdoing the fasting and everything, it's going to push you deeper and deeper, because I see it all the time. We have to look at things differently. And I truly believe that because I went through it, it makes a difference. Because my mom even told me when I came out of college, she's like, start your business. And I'm like, well, mom, I don't have the results. I haven't, you know, and then I went through everything and I got myself out of my hole and healed myself from things that my parents couldn't even probably imagine that I'm healing people now. And that's what I call it. It's healing people. It's not about a quick fix. It's about healing and getting you seeing and feeling your healthiest self. And when your body is in its healthiest state, your body starts transforming. It's mind, body, and soul.
You know, there's a lot of women that's going to see this and they're going to be like, Elizabeth, I've heard this, done that. And they, like you said, they've tried keto, they've done Weight Watchers and everybody else you can think of. And I would simply say, why do you think in this time, especially for business women like Mrs. Poop there, Sherry and myself and all the others that are watching it, why is this transformation something we really need to do right now and not put it off?
Ask yourself, you could be in the same place 6 months from yet now. Or you could be 6 months closer to your goal. When was the last time you did something for you? Because I work with a lot of busy individuals and all you do is you give to everyone else. And if you don't ever prioritize yourself, it's like the airplane. You got to put your mask on before the person next to you. If you're waking up and you don't feel good, you're not looking forward to your day, you don't feel your best self, you are not going to show up your best self in your life. You are not going to be creating that energy to other people. So until you take care of yourself, you're not going to be living and feeling your best self. And if you don't take action now, there's always going to be an obstacle, because this whole word evolve, you know, everything's getting better. I don't believe it. I believe that every year we are faced with obstacles and it's how we overcome it. So if you're letting fear keep you held back too, know that those little obstacles that you're going to hit on your journey by starting now, those are going to get you closer and closer to the place that you should be in your life. And those are things that you're going to be learning from. That's how I take everything and every obstacle that I went through on my journey.
Well, that's good to know. And I think you've really hit on all the points for those of us that are kind of straddling between should we or should we not. But right now we're going to put you on the hot seat. so that people can get to know. We want you to be yourself and enjoy and just answer the questions. So here's my questions. I got them right here with me. It is, what is one thing you want to accomplish in your lifetime?
Oh, wow. That's a really hard one, because my biggest goal is always I want to help at least one person today. So I would say I just want to help as many people as possible.
Okay.
So I know it's like not really a big goal, but that really is my big thing, is just to help as many people as possible.
It's your goal, and that's all that matters. Okay. What do you have on your refrigerator door right now that you shouldn't?
Ooh, inside of it?
Yes.
Oh gosh. You know, I have a couple energy drinks. They're natural ones. Mm-hmm. I don't have them often, but pre-leg day for some days, I got some in there.
Okay. How about, what's something you would like to do more of?
I used to do a lot of rock climbing and paddle boarding, mm-hmm. and I'm at my desk a lot because I have my passion of working. So I would like to actually devote some more time to getting outdoors and getting back into a few things like the hiking or like the paddle boarding and the rock climbing again.
Okay. What are you grateful for right now?
I'm grateful for you, actually. I'm grateful to be here today.
Well, thank you. What is one of your favorite places in the world?
Oh, this sounds crazy, but I lived in California for over 11 years. That's where I kind of built my body. All my friends are. So I feel the old version of California.
Okay. Here's the official last question of the hot seat is, what is one of your greatest motivators in life right now?
Could it be a person?
It sure can be.
Okay. I would say my father. Because growing up, he was that person. He built his whole business from the ground up, and he always worked, work. And he always inspired me that anything you can do, if you put the hard work in there, you can do it. And he's always been my rock. So I would say my father.
Okay.
He inspires me.
Thank you for being on the hot seat and answering those questions. But I also want to know, hey, do you have a favorite quote?
Ooh, I do. And actually, so it's, our greatest glory is not ever falling, but rising every time we fall. So it goes back to, we're always faced with obstacles, and it's really about our mindset, overcoming the obstacles, because you can do anything if you have that strong first mindset.
I like that. I want to share with the audience some of the freebies that you brought with us today. And Elizabeth brought the meal prep on the go simple. Tell us about that one.
Oh, so many clients come to me. They got these busy lifestyles. They're traveling. So I created a meal prep on the go. I have a whole video taking you through all my staples for fast, easy meal prep. No crazy recipes where you got to spend hundreds of dollars on them. I've been through that. You don't need it. And all the recipes in there, they are anti-inflammatory, great for your gut, high in protein to help you reach your goals.
And how about this 5, it said D-Bloat smoothie for your gut health?
Yes. So I included 5 of my favorite smoothie recipes to help balance your gut, get rid of that stubborn bloat. If you feel inflamed, like you're just retaining a lot of water, easy to flush it out. But here's the deal. So many of us skip breakfast. It is the most important part of the day. That's when our cortisol is the highest. So by having at least 25, 30 grams of protein in the morning, you are setting up your metabolism, your freaking muscles. You are setting yourself up from having all those cravings and those late night afternoon kind of blood sugar drops. So all of these smoothies, not only are they anti-inflammatory, great for your gut, they help you reach your protein goals so that you're able to build muscle and have that body composition and get rid of cravings too.
That's great. And then finally, you down here, you gave us join your 90-day transformation challenge to set up a call. The call is free, not the challenge. Talk about that.
So I actually, I work with clients 2 different ways. I have my 90-day transformation challenge, and then I have my 90-day elite gut coaching clients. Mm-hmm. And if you head to my YouTube, Elizabeth Ehler Fitness, I go live there every single day talking about gut hormones. You can hear about my clients, everything, but wherever you're struggling, the way that I have my programs is I teach my clients everything that they need to know. So after the 12 weeks, they have all of the tools and are able to get sustainable results. I customize their training, their macros. I talk about fasting, how to eat out when traveling, you name it. We address the gut, the thyroid, the hormones. So it is a complete, not even a challenge, it's a transformation program for people that are just ready to not just get fast results, but get sustainable results.
Well, this is the time of the show where we do what? We tap in. It's the 5 steps to getting yourself ready for any transformation. Elizabeth has a transformation program as well, as you can see. But how do you tap into Elizabeth from here on out? Number one, you do the T. You transform your mindset to know that there is someone ready to help you go from unhealthy to healthy gut and build your body, mind, body, and soul. A, you announce that you're ready to take the leap to get the help you need, and you get the accountability from Elizabeth. P, you prepare by going to her website or going, and I'm going to put this slide back up, join that 90-day transformation challenge setup call so that you can find out how you can transform your life. That's the preparation stage there. And then I want you to imagine what your life would be like if you actually work with Elizabeth and got rid of all the bloat, got rid of all the anxiety, got rid of all the weight, and got stronger in the process. And then N, I want you to nurture that thought so that you can tap into Ailer Fitness. Are you ready to do that? I think you should be after this talk. And I want to remind each and every one of you that Elizabeth has a saying, stop dreaming and start doing, because that's your path to wellness. Remember, your health is your wealth. Elizabeth, any final thoughts for the audience?
Just know that wherever you are in your journey, you can do anything you set your mind to. And it's not about extremes. You're not too old to get anything done. It's just really looking at things differently. Look at your health first. Look at, you know, when you felt your best self, and start making small changes to lead consistency. That's the key. Consistency and small changes give you those big results.
So as you heard it from her, consistency over time is what you're going to do to get the results you need. Remember, everyone, the choices you make today will be the reality you live tomorrow. So choose wisely. And Elizabeth, thank you for being here. And I hope each and every one of you will choose to go check out her website so that you can be a part of Elizabeth Ailer Fitness. Be blessed, everyone.